Hello you, it's me, yes, you're listening to Radio Freedom 106.5 FM, that's frequency modulation, you know. As I revealed the week before last, hell of a scoop that Ricky Martin is foregone just the singular art of the pop singer, and he's moved into the theatrical world, and he's a multi-talented performer, and currently opening in Broadway is a new musical prior to the millennium ticking over, a brand new musical entitled Armageddon, and we had a sneak preview of a track, and we've been playing it recently because people just can't believe that Ricky's made such a drastic career development move, and I can reveal today as well that when it comes to London, when it goes to Broadway, Ricky will star on the show for the first couple of months, and then Darren Day, that's a close source giving me this information, and Darren Day will actually take over the run for approximately 6 months, and we've yet to get a version of Darren Day's singing in this particular musical, but he's a hell of a performer, hell of a boy. And rather free with the ladies as well. Not that that's really got anything to do with it. But anyway, as I said before, Ricky Martin, and here it is. This is Ricky Martin in a track entitled Here Comes the Flood.
Here comes the flood, here comes the flood, baby. That jam goes me going up.
It's chilling, isn't it? And as I said, it's we recently found out that when that comes to the West End, Darren Day is going to take over from Ricky Martin in the actual musical when it hits London. So that's not going to be happening for another sort of, I think, about 6 to 8 months. But in the meantime, Ricky Martin is going to take over the reins, obviously, in Broadway. Then when it comes to London, he'll start it in for about 3 or 4 months. And anybody who's a regular listener to the show, get some therapy, you loony!
I'm the black gold of the sun.
yeah, Derby managed to hang on to the lead for all of 35 seconds. They know how to defend, don't they, the Rams?
Mm-mm.
My God, the 2-1 down. Yeah. What do we do? What do we do? I told you, mentioned early on, I told you all about a brand new night. It's the Goo. It's the evening is called Goo. The Goo, if you like. that's what the Kajagoogoo is, isn't it?
It's the Chris, Jane, Jay and...
Chris, Greg and Jay.
With their version.
We've just had a call from Chris. Bless him. My hapless co-host, Christopher, looks like a girl, Miles. And, woe is me, and lackaday. He informed me, sadly, not very gladly, that, of course, the Saints are on top after having gone 1-0 down to the almighty Rams. Ha-ha, say that, with tongue firmly planted in cheek. And I actually did that one time when I was little, and the wind caught me, and I stayed like that for 4 months. It was horrible, because I hadn't been at all at the time, and I failed completely. Mon oncle est mort, il est le réfrigérateur, il est le chapeau, je n'en comprends. God, this is old! A message to you, Rudy. I was just reminiscing to Rob and Andy about my very first gig, and I went to the Specials. I was 12 years old. What an enormous gig. I was looked after so well and truly. The boys, the Moz and the Skins, they loved it. They had an absolutely fabulous night, and they looked after me. I was only a little baby. I was just a little baby, but I had the two-tone outfit. I was a mini mod. So cute, and I used to hang from my dad's rear-view mirror. You've been listening to Radio Freedom 106.5 FM, and indeed you are still. I'm, and have been, and always will be, the very Reverend Chippy Minton, MD, with me. In the studio this evening has been my hapless co-host, John P. of Technique fame. And, John, this next selection, I do believe, has been one of yours. Because, as I say, normally we enter John P.'s slot and nestle there for a while. But tonight we've been snaking in and out of it all night long.
And it's been rather pleasant.
It has. I've rather enjoyed snaking in and out of your slot. And I'm sure you've enjoyed receiving it. We've got 30 seconds left, so we're just going to play a soup song of Billie Holiday. Hold on, we'll play it fast. Oh no, we can't play any faster than that, can we? Hold on, here we go. And she'll bring us up to the news very nicely, I do believe. We're not going to go out any out jingle nonsense, so I've actually got another 10 seconds of Billie Holiday.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Unless, of course, it's so very sweet and nice things. Rob and Andy coming up after the news.
And listen, if you can't say anything real nice.
Say goodnight, John.
It's better not to talk at all.
Good night. See you on Wednesday.
It's 9 o'clock, I'm Paul Osborne. The French have been given a week to lift their ban on British beef. David Byrne, the European Commissioner for Health and Consumer Protection, is warning he'll start legal action if the bar isn't lifted by then. The ban was dropped elsewhere in the EU at the start of August. Mr. Byrne says the French have no reason to keep the embargo in place.
I am quite satisfied that the scientific advice that has been given to me by my own advisors is good advice. They've been looking at this for quite some time, long before I came to this job. And I'm assured that their opinion is a good opinion.
Police say they're not looking for anyone after finding the bodies of 2 adults and 3 children at a house in Birmingham. A man was found hanged, his wife and 3 youngsters had been stabbed. The Conservatives have opened their party conference in Blackpool with a rallying call to win the battle for Britain. Party chairman Michael Ancrams told delegates the Tories can and will win the next election. Earlier, Tory leader William Hague launched a raft of new policies dubbed a common-sense revolution. Mr. Ancrum turned his fire on Tony Blair's autocratic style of government.
Saying one thing, doing another. Vilifying anyone who had the temerity to question or challenge him. Strutting, ranting, hand-waving, heart-bleeding, sun-biting, sick-making, an unmitigated hour of puffed-up posturing.
2 British men who've been missing for more than a week in Kosovo have been found in a jail in Serbia. Ken Suckling and James Free have been sentenced to 15 days detention for illegally entering the country. Genetically modified seed firm Monsanto appears to be making a significant climb down. The American firm's revealed it's to abandon the Terminator gene, which makes GM crops sterile. And in football, Southampton lead Derby 2-1 at half-time in the Premiership clash at the Dell. Rory Dunlap took the lead for the visitors after 21 minutes. The Saints hit back with goals from Marianne Spahars and Matt Oakley. Independent Radio News.
Radio Freedom is a Future Club presentation supporting New Normanton, the spirit of the city.
Freedom 106.5, your city, your radio, back on track, live and direct.
I'm Robbie.
Andy!
Robbie!
Andy!
I'm Robbie.
Andy!
Robbie!
Andy!
I'm Robbie.
You're sweaty.
I know, very sweaty, Betty. I'm sweaty. Sweaty Betty Robbie tonight. I'm Robbie.
Robbie.
Andy.
Robbie.
Andy.
I'm Robbie.
It's 106.5 FM, Derby, Radio Freedom. James on 106.5 FM, Derby Radio, Freedom, singing just like Fred Astaire. This is Rob McSherry, and Andy Rayner is to my left. Hello, Andy.
Hello.
Okay, so I do apologise if you heard me say a naughty word there. I forgot to turn the things down, so if I said it, I apologise. I shouldn't have said it, okay? Start as you mean to go on, that's what I say, Andy. So do apologise if I think I've said something. There you go. Andy was in the room, I was going, who's been fiddling with this?
Hey,
there?
Hey, all right, all right.
So I've done it now, and I said apologies. So how are you, Andy, today?
Lovely.
Lovely jubbly.
Aye.
Aye. Coming up, you know, we've got the new Charlatans record later on that's actually been released today.
Oh, dear, you
and
are.
It's called Forever, and it's a top tune.
It is.
And I think it's destined to go into the top 10. That's later on 106.5 FM. Also later on, we've got, I believe, Dickner, our very own Mr. Nick Smith, is going to be calling us live from somewhere in Spain.
Whee!
And obviously, he can't hear this, but like I did to you on Saturday, if he's live in Spain, I'm going to set him a challenge to prove he's live in Spain. Oh, it's all going to be fun tonight. So Dickner is going to be ringing us up, we hope, in a very, very short while. If he rings up, obviously we will have to interrupt the record we're playing, but we're here till 11 o'clock tonight. This is, as I say, 106.5 FM, Derby, Radio Freedom. See the way I did that in stereo? I did Radio Freedom. At the same time, it sounded like
Radio Freedom.
You see, I can throw my voice anytime. This is Sleeper and Sailor of the Century.